Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, Leon Eisenberg, who made a luxurious living off his fictitious disease thanks to pharmaceutical sales. The scientific father of ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, no such thing, in his last interview before his death. He said ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. I didn't say that. I'm exposing the one that sold it to you. Once again, friends, right? It's our job as Christians to reprove the darkness. Ephesians 5:11. It's our job to stop and hold to the light that the Lord's going to bring, uncovering all things. Luke 12:2. And it's exactly what we're going to do here, again, on the Sons of Liberty because people need to realize what is in fact happening to them, how they're being used. Okay, we're going to cover that in just a couple minutes. I want to ask the American people this question, especially those that listen to this show day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. Okay, what I want to do is I want to play this really quick. I'm just going to play just a part of this. And I'm going to ask the American people, when is enough enough when it comes to what it is that we're being sold, again, by the mainstream media, and we're having the same, again, sound issues, but I'm going to come back. I got it fixed. When are people going to be sick and tired of this?
Still in the middle of voting, so I just ran over from the Senate
floor. This is the best you get
for this discussion. But the Democrats are on the verge of coming through.
Here's Mr. Scholar himself. I just want you to see this. Here's Mr. Scholar himself complaining about, the headlines is, Fox News, Senator Cruz blasts Dems for pushing terrible spending bill as they continuously lie to the American people. So what is it? The American people have been conditioned by what they call Republicans, again, all unconstitutional when it comes to the party affiliations. It's not in the Constitution at all. But when is it that the American people are going to say enough of this, of these actors, of the likes of Ted Cruz? Since when did it become his job to do nothing more than to complain about or highlight the crimes of those that are breaking the law? Did you understand what I said? Since when did it become Ted Cruz's job to do nothing more than to highlight the crimes of what they call the left? Since when did it become their job to do nothing more than to highlight the crimes of what they call the left?
Been up all night, voting all night. We're still in the middle of
this patronizing actor.
To join you for this.
This clown in the circus of politics.
Are on the verge of ramming through what really is a terrible bill.
It's a terrible bill. But isn't it interesting, friends, how the bad guys, what they call the left, can do whatever they want to do, and they always get away with it. And yet, the best that the American people have is the right highlighting the crimes of what they call the left, which does not exist. I mean, folks, enough is enough. These are all actors. They're on the same team. They have the same jersey. You have to wake up as to what's going on. Again, I'm just merely highlighting the fact that the American people have been conditioned by these corrupt individuals, these actors, these clowns in the circus of politics, Ephesians 4:14, to do nothing but highlight the crimes of those that they fail to prosecute. This is all that you get. This is the, folks, this is the best that you have. Fox News pulling up Ted Cruz to highlight the crimes and all the lying that's taking place concerning the Democrats. That's not Ted Cruz's job. It's his job to uphold those laws found in the U.S. Constitution. It's his job to go to Article 2, Section 4, and to seek impeachment concerning every one of those that are lying to the American people. And he should seek out prosecution, Article 1, Section 3. But is that what you get? Absolutely not. No, you're conditioned to just sit down and listen to old Teddy. Do nothing but play the actor and the clown one more time to entertain you out of your freedoms. It is absolutely amazing. Folks, you know, here's another thing, and I'm making another point here. I'm thinking about all of those that have been put in front of your faces 24/7. What do they advocate? Everything that the powers that are tolerated means to advocate. They're pro everything that destroys. They're pro everything when it comes to the subversiveness of undermining who we are as a people, one nation under God. Our Christianity, they're at war with, and our constitutional republic, they're at war with. And they set the stage concerning their players on every given front to war against it in hopes that you're going to be desensitized sooner or later to succumb to the powers that are tolerated. This is incredible. It really, truly is. I found this earlier, and I know I've already highlighted this, whatever you want to call her. Honestly, this woman is guilty of murder several times over concerning the fruit of her own womb, Proverbs 6:17, Exodus 20:13, and it's murder. It's not just killing, friends. This is murder. This is premeditated. But this is what they put in front of the American people, and I want you to hear this because, again, this is what they call the voice of the American people, when, again, nothing could be further from the truth.
God made us smart enough.
She has the audacity to make a reference to God.
That's the beauty of giving us freedom of choice.
No.
Yes, because I know my relationship. You know, my relationship is always choppy.
With God.
It's always choppy. With God, always, because I have a lot of questions.
He loves you. You're his favorite.
I have no doubt, but I also know that God made me smart enough to know that if there are alternatives out there that can work for me.
The alternatives that Whoopi Goldberg here is talking of is killing the fruit of her womb. She failed to understand that thou shalt not commit adultery. It's the seventh commandment. She fails to understand 1 Corinthians 6:9, where it tells us that even those that fornicate, right, they shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But now she's making reference to God as it to high five Whoopi and giving her enough understanding to go out and kill the baby that God forbids that she kills. Why do the American people tolerate this? You know, I can't answer for you, Americans. You're going to have to do that. But this is the America we live in because it's the America that we choose to put up with. And I'm not going to do that because it violates everything that we are under God and our Constitution. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came to the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
It's a street fight, man. I'm telling you. It's a street fight. We just had some genius that must have just tuned into the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com for the first time. This individual just said, okay, you're right. Enough is enough, which includes you and your BS. Yeah, giving you the resolve that you declare that you want, but when I give you the answers, you get mad at the one telling you what the answers are. And the only reason that you get angry about it is because you're the responsible party about having to do something about the things that you're complaining about, right? And the best that you can do is sit there and take shots on social media platforms. What's wrong with America? There you have it. Shoot the messenger. I mean, after all, we've been told history is written by men who hung heroes, right? Well, that's not always the case, but you know what? We're not going to let that happen on our watch. Listen to me, wise guy online, real quick, because maybe I'm answering for a couple of you into 157 cities today. But it tells us in the U.S. Constitution, under God, the responsible party is we the people. This genius says, what are we supposed to do, pick up a gun? I didn't see anything in here about having to pick up a gun. I did see a whole lot in here about taking responsibility, though. How many times did Jesus continuously tell us to take heed to ourselves? That means pay careful attention. How many times did he tell us to keep his law, his commandments, his statutes, and his judgments? And that would be our wisdom in the face of the nations, Deuteronomy 4:6. Oh, I don't want to hear that. That's not in my Bible. No, I know it's not in your Bible. But I'm here to tell you that translation does not exist. But when you read the U.S. Constitution, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, wise guy, establish justice. Who does that? Well, we peruse the U.S. Constitution, we go to Article 2, Section 4, and what does it tell us there? I need to read it for some of these new people, folks. They still want to keep blaming their politicians or their preachers for the way things that are when they don't realize that that's the reflection of who they are and what it is that they tolerate. Article 2, Section 4, the president. The vice president, that includes the Supreme Court. Listen, it says, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason. That's found in Article 3, Section 4. That's a big no-no, wise guy, on social media platforms. Bribery, oh my goodness. Or other high crimes, and oh, just wait, and misdemeanors. That's for the smallest infraction, the smallest jot, or the smallest tittle of a transgression of the very laws that they're supposed to uphold. They're supposed to be removed, okay? Then, so if I go back to Article 1, Section 3, which I'm doing right now for wise guy, okay, sometimes you just got to hold people's hands and show them a little more attention that they haven't been given. So when you go to Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, what does it tell us? It tells us that they're supposed to be then prosecuted after impeachment. Wow! Didn't quite know that, did we? Nope! Just educating wise guy here on social media platforms. He wants to stay stuck on stupid. We can't have that here. Right? It's not our job to leave people stuck on stupid. That's what destroys nations, Hosea 4:6. So when I look at Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, judgment in cases of impeachment shall not extend further than to removal of office and disqualification to hold and to enjoy any office of honor. But then, after impeachment, the party convicted shall nevertheless be liable and subject to indictment, trial, judgment, punishment, and according to law. Now, who does that apply to? It applies to the president. It applies to the vice president and all civil officers. That applies to judges. Article 3, Section 1 and 2. Check it out, wise guy. Okay? They're all impeachable. But I know. You know more than the rest of us, and you need to get your own radio station and tell us how we're supposed to just sit there and do absolutely nothing about what's going on concerning all of my, as you said, BS, right? No, it's people such as yourself that are responsible for the condition of this country, because you don't want to be told the answers, because when the answers are given to you, they're not the ones that you want to hear, because it applies to you, not to them. And again, point made. So that individual just got its 5 minutes of fame, and we're gonna stop right there. Okay, no more excuses. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to call in, we already gave wise guy on social media platforms the number, but that individual failed to respond. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, this is a fight. This is a fight. It's a good fight of faith, and we better get into it. A famous preacher said, when you see a good fight, get into it. How can't you? How can't you when you're born of the Spirit of God? It just doesn't jive. Read 2 Corinthians 7:10 and 11. There's the fruit of repentance. Okay, so what we need to do, I wanted to tell you one more thing before we get to the main topic, which I just about chipped into. Yesterday, we had about 18,000, and by the way, I appended it to the social media platform on the bottom already, and you'll find it there. But basically what it was yesterday's show, Saturday's show, I'm sorry, not Sunday, Saturday's show was censored for exposing the mainstream media's conspiracy theories that turned out to be true. Oh, just think about that. We were just censored on Saturday's show for exposing the mainstream media's conspiracy theories that turned out to be true. We have the devil accusing individuals that are questioning the narrative that the devil set, and now it's interesting how the mainstream media today is saying the consequences for lying. And I was talking about the Alex Jones case with Sandy Hook, not justifying him, not condemning him. Who is the devil to sit there and point his finger at anybody demanding us to tell the truth? Who is he to question anybody that tells a lie? Folks, because he is the father of lies, and he's the accuser of the brethren. But I wanted you to know that if you want to see the video from Saturday's show that was censored, we usually get about 40, 50 to 60,000 views. It stopped at about 20,000, I think, a little short, 20,000. And what, again, I was doing was exposing the mainstream media's conspiracy theories that turned out to be true. Folks, again, before we start the show today, I want you to understand the mainstream media in all of their useful idiots that are working there and that have been there for some time, they are not innocent of the crimes being committed against the American people. No doubt. But what you do need to know, friends, is the fact that they have a long, long history of covering for conspirators in fact. It seems like the interesting issues or the issues that should be of interest to the American people, like child trafficking or drug trafficking or corruption in government, it's never brought to the light. No, it's always just set aside, isn't it? And they always distract you by continuously putting up on the world stage the clowns in the circus of politics. You know them as your said representatives. And I'm talking about the corrupt once again. Okay? These are not hitting substantive issues. They're not dealing with the corruption within, and it shows you, if they're not dealing with the corruption within and doing their job, that they're not journalists. They're only doing what they're paid to do. And they are, in fact, responsible for destroying their own country. And that's exactly why, again, communist revolutionary Vladimir Lenin called them useful idiots, because they are. They'll destroy their own people first and foremost, and then they're the first ones lined up on the wall and shot when there's no longer any need for them that cannot be trusted. So when you get a moment after today's show, go ahead and check out that show. It's on the bottom there. Again, Saturday's radio show was censored for exposing the mainstream media's conspiracy theories that turned out to be true. Yes. It's true. Isn't that crazy? How far they will go to continuously cover up lie after lie. What a life. I mean, seriously, what a life liars must lead. Martin Luther said liars are like, they're like snowballs. They get bigger and bigger and bigger to the point of no return. Yep, and the Bible's clear when it tells us in Proverbs 19:9 that a false witness shall not go unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. They shall all have their part in the lake of fire. It's exactly where they belong, friends. Their lies attempt to put out the light that will never be put out. And I'm here to tell you, that's true. Look at the history of his story found in Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Okay, so let's get to this. Talking to a friend. And I've had these conversations many times, especially out there when we're doing our national speaking events across the country. But people will often talk to me about, you know, the issues that they're dealing with their kids or their grandkids or whatever the case might be, or someone in their family, a dad, a grandpa, whatever the case. And it comes back to me always asking the question, so, are they on antidepressants? Oh, for sure. Okay. Well, that's what I want to cover today, because the father of ADHD calls himself a liar on his deathbed. He said that ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. I didn't say it. Leon Eisenberg said it. We're going to cover that in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Department of Defense announced on Monday they're sending another $1 billion of your tax dollars to meet Ukraine's critical security and defense needs. In total, the United States has now committed approximately $9.8 billion in security assistance to Ukraine since the beginning of the Biden administration. President Biden is praising first responders for their actions during deadly flooding in eastern Kentucky.
First responders, at least up until not too long ago, were kind of taken for granted around the country, not now after COVID and so many other things.
During a briefing, Biden saying the federal government is committed to doing everything possible to help flood victims. The president joined in the briefing by Governor Andy Beshear, Biden seeing some of the damage during a helicopter tour of affected areas. USA Radio News. Travis McMichael was sentenced to life in state prison on federal hate crime charges Monday. In 2022, he shot and killed Ahmed Aubrey. Lee Merritt is the Aubrey family attorney and says they support the decision.
We are extremely pleased that the court decided to follow the law, follow the sentencing guidelines.
In a court document, McMichael's attorney requested a federal prison because of safety concerns. The two other men who are with McMichael are expected to be sentenced later Monday. The family of Gabby Petito is filing a wrongful death lawsuit against the police department in Moab, Utah. The $50 million lawsuit says the department neglected its duty to provide the training and resources its officers need to do their job. The suit is being filed nearly 1 year after Petito and fiancé Brian Laundrie were stopped by Moab police when a witness reported Laundrie hit Petito, who was later reported missing and her body found in Wyoming. USA Radio News.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, so the father of ADHD calls himself a liar. I'm going to get on this call real quick. We got Steve calling in from Minnesota. Got to get to the main topic, Steve. Let's make it quick, please. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to call in about you getting banned because, you know, it's kind of interesting that how, you know, that anytime you point out about the child molesters and all that stuff that was going on years ago, they would all say how we were conspiracy theorists and all this, but
yep.
When you look at Jeffrey Epstein's gal just got sentenced to prison, I mean, it was true. Even they say it's true now because they locked her up in prison, but nobody goes back and says, well, gosh, you guys were right when you were complaining about all these powerful people molesting children. And, you know, Alex Jones was even pointing out some of that stuff back then, too. And so, I mean, even if he wasn't right all the time, I mean,
yeah,
they never acknowledge he was right at all or that you're right, you know, a lot of the time, but nobody's right all the time. You know, we shouldn't get kicked for it.
No, that's right, Steve. And here's my objective is showing the people that we have every right under God, under heaven, to question the narrative by these people that continuously are called out for scandals, for lying, for propaganda, for defamation. I mean, the list goes on. And so the devil today wants to come out through the mainstream media's useful idiots and say these are the consequences for lying. I mean, that is the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard of in all my life. This is where the American people need to understand that they are trying to do their best in accusing of you of the crimes that they themselves are guilty of. And if you look at Revelation 12, verse 10, you're going to find out exactly what I'm talking about, that this is straight from the gates of hell. And we need to put a stop to it because the Lord gave us power to do so.
And if we sit there and talk about those government officials that are running around in dresses, and we say their DNA, their anatomy, say he's a man, they'll call you and me the liar because we look at fact and evidence, and he's telling the lie.
Yeah. Well, this is where they are, and I've talked about this for years. They're trying to Europeanize America. They're trying to confuse the American people, especially the up-and-coming, to never question the narrative that's being sold to them. And that is a very dangerous place to put yourself because it's arbitrary. There's no more reference to God, His Word, law, whatever the case might be. It's just now based and premised on the opinions that they give according to each judge and or juror in these particular cases. And it's a very dangerous place to put yourself, no question about it. Steve, thank you for the call. I totally appreciate it. I have to hit this because I've got a lot to cover. The father of ADHD calls himself a liar. I just got done highlighting right before the end of the last segment how I hear this all the time. They talk about the problems that they're having with their kids. They're talking about the problems that they're having with their parents or relatives or neighbors or whatever the case might be, or grandkids. The first thing I'll always ask him, and it usually comes through discernment, are they on antidepressants? Every single time I've ever asked the question, yes, they're on antidepressants. Well, I'm here to tell you today, friends, that the father of the ADHD calls himself a liar. This is not brand new news. This is 7 years old. I've given this message several times, and the people need to understand the dangers of what's taking place right under their noses. Now listen, these were the words of Leon Eisenberg once again. ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease. Who said that? The scientific, right? By the way, science is the study of creation. Man discovers what God creates, and then once they think they're onto something, they try to get rid of God to take praise unto themselves that belongs to the Lord. Well, the Lord's not going to share his glory with any, and it's a very dangerous place to put yourself, by the way. But Leon Eisenberg, the scientific father of ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, in his last interview before his death. Leon Eisenberg made a luxurious living off of his fictitious disease thanks to the pharmaceutical sales. Well, Bradley, okay, you said this is in 2015. Yes, I did. Did you see the statistics in parallel concerning those that have now taken the shot? Did you know that now that we know, those that have taken the shot, 10% say that they wish they would have never taken the shot, according to Epoch Times. 10%. Did you know that 15% of those people that have taken the shot, the experimental jabs, are now dealing with new health issues? This is if they're still alive. So, again, this is nothing new, and it's not going to stop because they're going to come on, they're going to come after you again through another front if you continuously dumb down yourself and subject yourselves to these people that are making a living off of fictitious diseases, okay? Again, this is coming right from Leon Eisenberg. It's a prime example of a fictitious disease. He created it. Did you know that Leon Eisenberg, the guy that said ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease? Do you know that he received the Rouen Prize for Child and Adolescent Psychiatric Research? Did you know that he was a leader in psychiatric for more than 40 years through his work? Through pharmaceutical trials? His research, his teachings, and social policy for his theories of autism and social medicine. See, now how the truth is subjective to theory? Do you see how this is so confusing out there, folks? If you're not in the Word of God, if you don't have the mind of Christ, you're going to be confused. You're going to be dazed and confused. But when you're in the Word, you can see this stuff as clear as day. So they sell the theory just like the mainstream media does. And they expect you to buy onto their theory, but when truth exposes their lies, all of a sudden, that's fake news. You see this? We got some evil people that are allowed to promulgate information out on We the People. And notice how it took this guy so many years to do the things that he finally wanted to do. He was in the psychiatric research for over 40 years. Did you know that many of the presidents said absolutely no to open the pharmaceutical floodgates upon the American people? And this all began under George Bush Sr. And look at the money that they have made off the stupidity and ignorance of the people. And I'm not pointing my finger at all, because some people really sincerely do not know the information that I'm giving even now. So Leon Eisenberg, from the very offset, he's a fraud. He's a total fraud. He told you he's a fraud. And also keep in mind, it was even admitted that these are all theories. And yet the people bought onto the theories. Gosh, hey folks, you know what's scary? Is when you get on an airplane, or you get on a bus, or you get on a train, the garbage that the adults are reading is scary, scary stuff. I mean, you want to talk about vain, empty, worthless content? Gossip magazines, soap opera magazines, isn't that interesting? And by the way, do you know that also many of the big corporations that you know of today have made their dime off of commercials that have been appended to that of soap operas that teach you how to break American law? They teach you how to murder. They teach you how to commit adultery, to fornicate, how to use drugs. I mean, you name it. Soap operas have been teaching parents this since the 50s and the 60s in this country. And who's watching it? The American people are. So you're falling into the very hands of those that have been digging this hole. But see, they don't realize they're going to fall in with you. But they've been capitalizing off the ignorance of the people, haven't they? All of these things that soap operas and so many different fronts are completely illegal. So this is nothing new. This has been going on in this country for a long time. But let me take it a step further. You know a lot of those old shows from the 50s, like I Love Lucy, Leave It to Beaver, the list goes on. Have you ever taken the time to just analyze the content? Because you think they're harmless. They're totally innocent. No, they're not. I mean, just those two shows alone that came to my aid just now, what do? Lucy's lying all the time to her husband. Leave It to Beaver's lying to his parents all the time. I haven't gotten to Gilligan's Island or Brady Bunch. I haven't gotten to those other shows that have been designed to what? Transgress the law through what? Comedy, right? Quit taking it so serious. Well, let me ask you, how are all those jokes playing out today? Because at the end of the day, the joke is on you. And see, that's when King David said that he has not wickedly departed from the commandments of the Lord. See, when we depart wickedly from the Lord, we know to make the right choice, but we make the wrong choice. When we wickedly depart from the living God, this is the fruit that we're going to eat. We're going to eat the fruit of our own ways. And our wickedness, it tells us in the book of Jeremiah, is going to correct us. And either it's going to correct us, and if we fail to correct ourselves, I'll tell you what, we are going to be judged. And again, following the book of Jeremiah is a book of lamentations. Okay? Let's get back to this. I just highlighted the fact that they admitted that these are theories, ADHD, and the list goes on. The medical industry is using the guise of helping children to depersonalize and disconnect the children from a healthy, normal upbringing. In public schools, friends, they're setting the kids up for the fall by asking certain questions that everybody would answer 9 times out of 10 in the same manner. But because they answer a certain way, they say that they need to be put on antidepressants by the, what? The school nurse. And before you know it, the pharmaceutical companies are making $110 million a day off the ignorance of the American people. You say to yourself right now, Bradley, what's the big deal? Oh, just wait a minute. Just wait a minute. I'm going to show you what's on the black box. And then I'm going to ask you, why are you not up in arms about what they're doing to your kids or to your dad or to your mom? See, as long as they have it on the black box, somehow or another, they're impervious to the consequence of the harm that it may cause. Americans, this is un-American. This is ungodly, first and foremost. And we are the only ones that are going to be able to right the wrongs. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's Constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, just piggybacking off of that of Leon Eisenberg, who's now burning in hell where he belongs. Not that the Lord desired that, but he decided to make a choice to war against God. And now he's eating the fruit. Revelation 21, verse 8, read it when you get a moment. Hebrews 9:27, read it when you get a moment. 2 Corinthians 5:10, read it when you get a moment, because we're all going there. Like it or not. Philippians 2, every knee is going to bow and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Like it or lump it, it matters not. You say you don't believe in it, it doesn't matter if you believe in trucks neither. But what happens if you stand in front of one, friends? If you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, before it's news.com, top left side of the page. 1-866-582-9933. Talking about the father of ADHD calling himself a liar. Listen to this. In the United States, 1 out of 10 boys among 10 years old takes medication for ADHD on a daily basis. with an increasing tendency. They want more. And with the help of teen screen surveys in public schools, they are attempting to set up the student for the fall. American psychologist Lisa Cosgrove and others reveal the facts in their study. Financial ties between DSM-4 panel members and the pharmaceutical industry, they found out that of the 170 DSM panel members, that 95, that's 56%, had one or more financial associations in these companies and with these companies in the pharmaceutical industry. Folks, we're doing this to ourselves. Numbers 32:23. I'm going on. 100% of the members of the panels on mood disorders and schizophrenia and other psychotic disorders had financial ties to drug companies. Wow. What a coincidence, right? That's what they want us to come to the conclusion with. That's a coincidence. Come on, folks. And they are reaping major benefits of this fictitious disease. For example, the assistant director of the pediatric psychology unit at Massachusetts General Hospital and associate professor of psychiatric at Harvard Medical School received $1 million in earnings from drug companies between 2000 and 2007. Marc-André Gagnon and Joel Lexchin, a longtime researcher of pharmaceutical promotion, right? Those that sell you, performed a study which shows that the U.S. pharmaceutical industry spends, this is important, they spend 24.4% of the sales dollars on the promotion. This is antidepressants. Versus 13.4% for research and development in 2004. So what do they care about? Is it about the people? Let me say that again. A study performed showed that the U.S. pharmaceutical industry spent 24.4% of the sales dollars on the promotion of these dangerous psychotropic drugs. Versus 13.4% for research and development in 2004. That's almost twice as much money on pushing their drugs on the people than research to make sure that it is safe. They don't care about the consumers. They care about the dollars. They just told you. Now, you ready for this? Are these drugs safe? I'll just let the black box tell you, okay? If you turn the antidepressant black box warning on the back side of the box and read it for yourselves, you'll be alarmed by the side effects listed on the inserts. Are you ready for this? This is the side effects of these safe drugs, say they, where they're spending 24.4% on the sales and dollars of promoting these drugs to get your kids hooked on them or someone in your family hooked on them or maybe even yourself. These are the side effects. Confusion. Depersonalization. Hostility. Hallucinations. Manic reactions. Suicidal ideation. Loss of consciousness. Delusions. Feeling drunk. Alcohol abuse. And here's the last one. This is on the back of the box. Homicidal ideation. They want to kill somebody. I'm not making it up, folks. This is right on the back of the box. See, that's all that needs to take place is one of these side effects and for the person that's taking the drug to go out and commit one of these crimes. And see, the pharmaceutical companies have indemnified themselves against you if you commit one of these crimes because they already told you on the back of the box. It's just like when you go out and buy a pack of cigarettes, it already tells you it's cancer causing. So if you get cancer, you can't go after them for reciprocity or retribution. You can't. And yet, how many people keep picking them up and putting them in their mouth? How many people keep picking up a cigarette and putting it in their mouth, knowing all the well that it is a nail in their coffin? This is ridiculous. I wanted to tell you, too, This is really zeroed in on the kids, antidepressants, Ritalin, the list goes on, Prozac. And I've had personal experience with many people. I even went into prison to talk with Bradley Voorhees. This guy just had his, and I got it on video. You can watch it on My War on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to Equipping the Saints, and you'll find all five documentaries there, which was aired for 42 weeks across the country. But when I talked to Bradley Voorhees, he said he just got his Prozac prescription doubled. After he got it doubled, he said he was out of mind. He ends up shooting his wife 21 times. I went and met him in Stillwater Prison in Minnesota. I got a whole list of school shootings. All these kids were on drugs, antidepressants. The courts try to seal this. They don't want you to know what's going on. Doctor, what I wanted to tell you, I've got 3 minutes left, is if you've seen Super Size Me back in the early 2000s where it was exposing McDonald's and for what it is that they're putting in their foods, it's interesting to note that he did a test on a school, and it was in Wisconsin, and they were trying to figure out what was going on with all these troubled kids. So what they did is they took these troubled kids and they put them into a particular school, like a special school to give them more attention. Well, what they did is they changed their diets. They took all the pop machines out, they took all the candy out, and they started to feed them healthy foods, and they drank healthy drinks. They noticed within 1 week they had a totally different school. 1 week. Folks, everywhere you go, sugar, 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 sugar. You ever see a kid that's not, he just gets done eating, he's totally fine, all of a sudden you just give him a little piece of sugar? It's like someone just flipped on a switch? Yeah, that's the effects of sugar. Okay. In ending this show, Dr. Edward Hamlin, a founding member of the Royal College of General Practitioners in 1998, stated, ADHD is fraud intended to justify starting children on a life of drug addiction. Let me say it again. Dr. Edward Hamlin, a founding member of the Royal College of General Practitioners, said in 1998, he said that ADHD is fraud intended to justify starting children on a life of drug addiction. The attention deficit lies in the responsibility of the parents, friends, not the child. Scripture tells us that the parent is to train them up in the ways that he or she should go, that when he or she is old, they will not depart from it. Proverbs 22:6. Not the other way around. So, to take it a step further, friends, and I don't have time to do this today, I'd like to show, and I have in the past, and I will in the near future again, if called upon, if you pay attention to what these kids are feeding on, concerning the games that they're playing, and they're on these dangerous antidepressants, you'll understand exactly why it is that they're parroting and acting out what it is that they're playing on these games. So, going back to the main topic today, I didn't say it, but I am repeating what Leon Eisenberg said. Leon Eisenberg, the scientific father of ADHD, and I got to say this too, even after giving this information to people, that he who created this fictitious disease, Leon Eisenberg, ADHD is a prime example of a fictitious disease, they still try to justify that it helps their kids. When the father of ADHD said it was fake, you folks, how do you help a people like that? How do you help a people like that? The father of the ADHD calls himself a liar, self-condemns everything he's done over the last 40 years in the pharmaceutical industry, and there's still people that want to believe the lie at the cost of their children's mental health. Come on, folks, let's think about this. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, talk to you in 23. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.